Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pools, the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio. Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo. Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Fountains of Bellagio are one of the most recognizable landmarks in the world. You've seen them on TV and movies and even cartoons. The fountains transcend pop culture trends that phase out over a decade or two and instead become one of the unofficial ambassadors of the city of Las Vegas, as identifiable as the Strip itself and the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. Sadly, it is the last of the free shows Steve Wynn gave us while he was remaking the Strip in his image. As beloved as it is, we have to prepare ourselves. Remember, especially in Vegas, everything has a shelf life. It is inevitable that this too shall pass. The concept simply started as music, or more specifically, a song. Aaron Copland's Simple Gifts. It inspired Wynn to envision an attraction that would deliver a song in such a way that people would stop, stand, and stare at the hotel behind it. An attraction rising from a still lake like the lady with King Arthur's sword, only to disappear without a trace. It wasn't a new idea. Vegas had had dancing water attractions as far back as the Desert Inn, Royal Nevada, and the Tropicana. However, Wynn envisioned it on a scale never seen before. He envisioned the highest choreographed fountains in the world, and it would have to be lit. Work began on the attraction October 15, 1998. WET Design Team was selected to head up the project. WET stands for Water Entertainment Technologies. It's a company founded by former Disney Imagineers in 1983. Today they hold over 60 patents pertaining to lighting, water control, and specialty fountain devices that use air compressed technology. At the time, they had designed several fountains around the U.S., but nothing on the scale Wynn had in mind. Fairly early on in the process, it became clear that the attraction would need robotic nozzles. In fact, it needed technology that simply didn't exist at the time. There's a point in every groundbreaking project when a decision has to be made. Do we work with what we can do with today's technology, or do we need to invent something to reach the heights of aspiration? The Bellagio WET team elected for the second of those options. Some of the challenges identified were they needed water jets capable of moving 180 degrees in all directions. So, WET invented the motion-controlled robotic water nozzles, a first for the industry. These robotic nozzles would become known as Oarsmen. Oarsmen were designed to last 5 years, but were still in use as of 2017 thanks to maintenance and improvements made by the shooting water. Oarsmen shoot water 70 feet in the air, and the lake has 213 of them. They were supposed to be constructed at a cost of $12,000.
We hope you've enjoyed this premium content preview. For access to the rest of this episode, as well as all the premium content we offer, go to patreon.com/360Vegas. A monthly subscription will give you access to the enhanced version of the podcast, often with bonus content, exclusive podcasts like 360 Vintage Vegas, 360 Origins, 360 Vegas Movies, insider information on all things 360 Vegas, 360 Vegas Vacation, and early access to everything. To subscribe, simply go to patreon.com/360Vegas. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Or you can find a link to Patreon on our blog, 360VegasPodcast.com.